Hey everybody, welcome back to Boozy Book Reports. This is Beth.
And this is Sam.
And we're back at it with another poetry shot. We're here. It is the month of Earth Day.
The month of Earth.
Or the month of Earth.
Earth.
It's Earth,
April.
It's Earth's birthday.
It's Earth Day birthday.
Earth Day birthday. And
I'm
kind of excited because you made a very fun, healthy looking shot.
Oh, it's by healthy you mean thick.
It's big. It's a big boy.
Shot.
I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
You can do it. I believe in you. But it's green. It's a green tea shot.
I just want to say, I watched you make it. When you said green tea shot, I thought, okay, she's going to actually put green tea in it, or it'll be like juiced wheatgrass.
Oh yeah,
with something.
What Wilma calls Shrek juice.
Yeah.
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 No, but it looks like green tea.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, but it's a lot of alcohol. Like, what is
it's
in this?
It's not a lot of alcohol. We balanced it out with some Sprite. there's some Sprite. It's some Jameson, so it's Irish whiskey. It's some sweet and sour and some peach schnapps. So it's very much like a classic shot that you would get at a bar if you like said, hey, can you make a round of shots? This is like a shot. I had one of these on my bachelorette night.
Okay. I'm just saying, when you said that's not a lot of alcohol, you listed two alcohols.
Two, yes, but also two not alcohols.
Yeah, but I saw the splash of Sprite. It was a splash. It was not like a quarter ounce or something.
Y'all got ticky talkies or you see it on the Instagrams. I don't have TikTok. I don't know what you do. But
I do post these recipes.
But look at the video and look at my gentle splash.
Mm-hmm. It's very gentle, but I'm excited. So here we go.
Cheers. Down in two.
I don't know, man.
No?
I'm going to be drunk as
probably
a skunk.
It's only a half ounce of Jameson.
What's the schnapps, though?
Okay, there's a half ounce of that.
I have not done a full shot in a lot of years.
So I will say also that the last time I did drink these, we got very
Sam,
warm.
I have to work tomorrow.
Maybe. Yeah, so do I. I'll see you there.
Oh my gosh, that was actually really good. Refreshing.
I know.
It was too much liquid for me. Like,
that's fine.
I would have to do a half shot in order to like actually shoot it.
Maybe we should have done. I had to take two swallows. Maybe we should have just split and shared one of those. But we didn't.
We didn't.
And we're
and
here.
We're here now.
Yay.
Oh, it's going to be gnarly.
I brought crackers. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I just want to say in all transparency, we did batch tonight doing a couple shots episodes. So this is not our first shot.
No.
And so,
have you ever seen the show Too Many Spirits on YouTube?
Is this the one where they ghost hunt when they're drunk?
Well, no, they tell ghost stories from Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And they like drink more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on round two.
We're on round two.
And there's going to be a round three.
There is.
Guess what episode that is? And if you shout us out, we'll send you a prize.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. We're good. I'm fine now.
So are you ready for tonight's poem?
I think so. My belly is saying like, hey girl, hey, I feel a little warm and slushy. That bean burrito you had earlier may not have been enough to like fight off this alcohol. Get ready for a wild ride.
The bean burrito
feel like dancing.
The burrito will never be enough. That's why you have midnight pupusas.
What's a pupusa?
Oh, it's like
sounds dirty. I like it.
Okay, anyway. It's like a corn cake that's like fried, and there's usually like some squash or cheese or beans inside of it. Ugh. It's like a Salvadorian dish.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a place in Pasco that's 24 hours, and it's on the way home from out and about.
Okay, there we go.
And you can stop there and get
a
pupusa.
I didn't know we had a 24-hour place here. That's shocking.
Pasco's, there's like several places that are 24 hours in Pasco.
Nice. Okay.
Including Nuevo Amanecer, which I did not take Spanish, but I really love that place. It's so good.
Well, if you're ever in the tri-state area or tri-cities area.
If you're in the tri-state area, we can't help you.
I don't even know where the tri-state area is.
It's like Kentucky.
I know, but can't anything be a tri-state area if there's three states around you?
You know what can't be?
What?
The four corners.
Okay, because there's four states. Boom! Roasted.
Anyway, round two.
Round two. I was like, are there anywhere where there's five states or six? And I'm like, you need to stop right now.
I bet there are. Somewhere probably on the East Coast.
If I stand in Providence, Rhode Island, will I touch that many states? I
no, because Providence is actually like
inward
a little. Well, it's not inland, but it's like it's on the edge of the state.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a wild ride. Here we go. So we have a new poem for this month of April.
Yeah. So there's in sort of the history of the U.S. and in general, there's lots of folk poems, right? Mm-hmm. Just sort of things that we don't know the origin of. So we don't necessarily have an author. And realistically, like multiple people probably contributed to the poem mm-hmm. over the years. And so there's just like a version of the poem that like exists now in the vernacular. So, you know, there's lots of songs that are like this where mm-hmm. they're, you know, sort of a House of the Rising Sun is an example of one that started as like, by the animals. Best looking at me like I'm
no, I'm bananas. Just thinking that started as a communal song.
It's a folk song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. There's like multiple versions of that song through time.
I'm shooketh. I'm learning.
The animals is like probably the most recognizable, though. Okay. My friend and I were lifting to my bluegrass playlist, and there's an Earl Stanley
like
version.
A banjo.
Listen, you gotta pick up weight. You might as well just like do it.
Enjoy the ride.
Do it to some Smoky Mountain Breakdown. Anywho, so this is an example of that. So we don't actually have an author for this.
Okay.
It's just sort of a classic mm-hmm. folk poem.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Miss Susie had a steamboat, mm-hmm. and the steamboat had a bell. Miss Susie went to heaven, and the steamboat went to hello, operator. Give me number 9. And if you disconnect me, I'll kick you from behind the refrigerator. There was a piece of glass. Miss Susie sat upon it and broke her little ask me no more questions and tell me no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom, zipping up there. Flies are in the meadow and the bees are in the park. Miss Susie and her boyfriend are kissing in the dark.
Wow. That was quite the journey.
It was beautiful.
I really liked it. There were some real moments of honesty.
Well, like what was the image that came to your mind?
At what point? I mean, I went on a whole cinematic ride.
Do you think Miss Susie, I don't know, who do you imagine Miss Susie to be?
I imagine her to be, honestly, a woman in her 30s. Don't know why. She's just in her 30s, living on a tugboat, steamboat.
Yeah, yeah. She owns the steamboat. So is she an entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur. She's a badass woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, you know, a while ago there was this thing on TikTok where it was like North Sea TikTok, which was terrifying.
Oh,
and they would show like the waves swelling.
It's like
and,
Deadliest Catch.
Yeah. And they're like, they played this like yo ho pirate song that was just like a little intense. And like if you're Weller scrolling Man. At night, it's like, this is too much for me, even though it's just waves. I mean, this woman is out there, ovaries to the wall. Like,
I don't
amazing.
Know. You normally, though, I don't, I mean, I guess there were steamships like in the 1800s and stuff, which is probably where this, you know, the sort of the origin date of this. We don't have a date for where this came from.
Definitely the 1800s.
But yeah,
but
so there's some steamships that went up and down the coasts. But like realistically, she's probably on a river, right?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. I was almost picturing one of those paddle boat thingies.
Yeah.
The big spinning wheel ones.
There's one that comes to the Tri-Cities.
Yes. Again. Visit anytime.
Yeah. You can take a cruise.
Also, like just the like, you know, here she has this steamboat and she has a beautiful brass bell, I'm guessing. She loves ringing it with her white linen dress flowing in the breeze. Mm. And clearly something traumatic happened because she went to heaven. And the steamboat just, you know,
probably wasn't a very good steamboat. I mean, but there's a refrigerator, so it has to be not 1800s.
Well, and there's an operator, so...
Yeah, like 1850s.
Maybe
1950s, not 1850s. Not,
well, and there was... When do operators come into play?
I guess phones, they were
the
like...
The phones were in the 20s, the
Yeah, I
10s.
Guess it's in Downton Abbey, so...
Yes. Well, there we go. That's the
historical. But who... So, okay. So, say there is a Miss Susie biopic.
Yeah.
Who plays her?
Helen Mirren. Is that her name? Mirren?
Mira.
No, let me take that back. I mean, nowadays it would probably have to be someone that's like really hot and wonderful. Like, what's that girl's Renee? That was in Mean Girls. Renee.
Rap. I think Renee
Rapp's
a little
too young. Maybe,
I was going to say Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's a good one. That's Cate Blanchett. If we're going to go for a dramatic role.
Yeah.
I would love to see it. Like, let's recast it, Viola Davis.
Oh, I was going to say Viola Davis. I agree.
That'd be amazing because, you know. Yeah. I think there's a lot of candidates. Kate Winslet would be a great steamboat captain.
Yeah.
It's a little obvious because of, you know, Titanic.
Who plays the boyfriend, though? Oh, that's probably a little too on the nose. That's, you might think that's cast
it's too much. Well, casting. I like this operator, too, because, like, the narrator is very aggressive.
Well.
It, literally yelling at an operator. It's a Karen. I mean, it's not Miss Susie, but it's definitely a Karen because they're like, if you disconnect me, I'll chop off your, you know, that's not how we do things.
I agree.
I mean, it's how some people do things.
Aggressive. Who plays the boyfriend? Ryan Gosling?
Okay. No, I don't. He's been in too much.
Oh.
You know, too much controversy with that, you
Adam
know.
Adam Driver?
Huh?
Adam Driver.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Viola Davis, Adam Driver.
I mean, I could always go Keanu, too, because I am a big Keanu Reeves girly. And
he's nice.
He's a nice man, it seems like. And I don't know why I like him because I think he's very handsome and very capable.
He is handsome
and
capable.
So that's what I'm looking for in a man.
You heard it here first. That's what Beth's looking for in a man.
I like this part too. Ask me no more questions and tell me no more lies. I might put that into my everyday vernacular, like at work meetings. Ask me no more questions and tell me no more lies. Because I feel like that happens a lot.
Maybe your email signature should say that. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh. I'm pretty sure I would get a call from HR.
That's the call you're going to get?
Maybe. I think this really ends poetically, though.
Yeah.
Like, flies are in the meadow. Yes. Bees are in a park. Lucy's and her boyfriend are kissing in the D-A-R-K. Also, a learning lesson on how to spell.
Yeah.
This is a really good poem.
Nice. Yeah. I thought you'd like this one.
Yeah, I'm happy. I do have to say the cocktail is hitting. And
she good.
Like I said before, I feel like dancing, which is never a good sign when I'm drinking.
Scale of 1 to 10 on that cocktail?
I would give it a solid 8. Maybe 8.5.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good shot.
It was a really good shot. I feel refreshed. Again, I probably could have used one more taco before having it.
Let's go have a taco.
Okay. Or a pusetta? No. That's not it.
A papusa.
A papusa. Wait. Or a papusa.
A pusetta. If you're enjoying Boozy Book Reports and would like to support the show, you can share episodes with your friends and family, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Boozy Book Reports, or leave us a positive review and rating. All of those things help us grow. Our theme music was created by The Finley Ghost. Check out their latest album now. Thank you and happy reading.